Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some quartets, Japanese melodies, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's kick it off in a cheery fashion, with whom better than Mozart? This next work would seem to be a remarkable achievement for any 16-year-old, but for Mozart it seems effortless. It was written in C major, a key that he wrote for most of his festive works. It scored for oboe, bassoon, horns, and strings, and his Symphony No. 16 is definitely a delight. So is this performance. This is Mario Bernardi, joined by the members of the CBC Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Mario Bernardi, joined by the members of the CBC Vancouver Orchestra. That was Mozart's Symphony No. 16. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's move on to the Kronos Quartet. Now, they've always been at the top of their game in exploring new music and different cultures. And this is evident in the next selection that I'm going to play. This comes from an earlier CD called Pieces of Africa. It is a work by Dumisani Marere, and it is a tribute to his mother. And he writes, and I quote, "My aim was to portray the life of my mother, who passed away in 1988. I wrote this piece in three parts. The first portrays my life with my mother on earth. The second part is sad, portraying her death. And the third movement is happy again, portraying that my mother is well, cares for, and looks after me and all her children still here on earth. And now she lives her new life in the world of spirits or in the world of heaven. We shall all meet her when we die." Those are the words of Dusami Marerie, and now a performance from the Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
the Kronos Quartet, with music from the CD Pieces of Africa, music by Dumisani Marere. And I think it is that time of the program to celebrate an underrated instrument, and some say one of the hardest in the world to perfect. I'm speaking of the oboe. Today, some music inspired from Japan. And I find this CD particularly beautiful. It is a compilation of Japanese melodies. We're going to hear two of them, Hambabe no Uta, a seaside boating song, and Komoro Maguta, a horseman song. So here are the members of Jean-François Payard and his chamber orchestra.
Thank you.
Two Japanese melodies, Hambabe no Nuta and Komoru Maguta, from a disc of Japanese melodies. We heard the members of the Jean-François Payas Chamber Orchestra, and it featured Jacques Jambon on oboe. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And now something for all the dog lovers out there. Paul Schoenfield's music has been inspired by lots of different things. Popular music, some jazz, some folk music, some traditional classical music, and many more. Now, he's also a mathematician and musician and a composer. And this work that we're going to hear is the final movement from a work that he wrote called Four Parables, which was inspired when a friend told him to take some life experiences and set them to music. It was written for piano back in 1982 to 83, and each of the different movements evokes a particular story. The final movement intrigued me. It was called Dog Heaven and was inspired by an encounter with two children whose mother had gotten rid of the family pet as a punishment. To assuage their pain, he made up a lovely little story about a swanky jazz club in Dog Heaven, a place where the streets are lined with bones, there's fire hydrant on every corner, and, well, probably lots of dog treats. Here's Jeffrey Kahane with the final movement of Schoenfield's Four Parables.
Thank you.
Dog Heaven, music by Paul Schoenfield, performed by Jeffrey Kahane, joined by the members of the New World Symphony. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, some musical collaborations have a brilliance about them. Sort of the right time meets the right place and the right inspiration. And this next collaboration comes from a number of letters the Veronese intellect answered. Now, these were all addressed to Juliet Capulet. Now, of the letters and what they contained, you can only surmise, but the collaborations touch the subjects, which are very universal, of love, dismissal, and home. This is a great collaboration with Elvis Costello, joined by the members of the Brodsky Quartet and The Letter Home.
Care of St. Ignatius House, Willoughby Drive, Parramatta, New South Wales, is 5th day of July, in the year of our Lord, 1935. Why must I always apologize? Time that I sit down to write, through my own fault, I may find you're no longer living at this address. Please excuse the lack of news, the feeling of strange privilege, for the hour of trial in these times of distress mean more than years in prison by girl that you wed. I hated you then, but I'm over the worst of it. I can't come home. I might as well say, life is short, I shall not write again.
The Brodsky Quartet with Elvis Costello and The Letter Home. Let's continue with some music by Johann Friedrich Fasch. Now, he was a German violinist and composer. In his early days, he came to Leipzig at the age of 13 and was, for the most part, self-taught because, and I'm quoting what I'm quoting to quote, he had not had the means to pay for the information. The works that he did write includes cantatas, concertos, symphonies, and chamber music. So, very prolific. Now, none of his pieces were actually printed in his lifetime, though, and a large number of his vocal works, including four operas, have been lost. But he was held in high regard by his contemporaries, none other than Johann Sebastian Bach, who actually made manuscript copies of a number of his pieces. And today, Fasch is also considered sort of a link between the Baroque and the classical periods. He wrote lots of lovely chamber music, of which we shall hear in portions of his quartet in B-flat, and this is for recorder, oboe, violin, and basso continuo. Here is the Cameretta Cologne.
Thank you.
The Quartet in B Minor by Johann Friedrich Fasch, and that was a performance by the Camerata Köln. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I think we have time for one last selection, and this comes from a true visionary of her time, a composer, a philosopher, a Christian mystic, a Benedictine abbess, and more. From the age of 3, the abbess Hildegard von Bingen was reported to have visions. She explained that she saw all things in the light of God through the 5 senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And in 1141, that's way, way back, at the age of 42, Hildegard received a vision she believed to be an instruction from God, and it was to write down what you see and hear. What resulted is stunningly haunting music, which she herself described as, and I quote, "Every element has a sound, an original sound from the order of God. All those sounds unite, like the harmony from the harp and zithers." Well, let's hear these sounds unite with the members of Gothic Voices. The members of Gothic Voices, and that was some music by the abbess Hildegard of Bingen. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. And do stay listening for Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next.
Second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops.